Barbarian Tribes of Rome. The Goths. The social hierarchy of the Goths. As earlier stated, the term king doesn't really work with the distinguished Gothic rulers, or at least not until King Theodoric I. Some would agree that his son Uric was actually the first to have the actual title of king, however. The title of each Gothic ruler was the word rex, which sounds a lot like the Latin rex, and rex does translate as king. But a Gothic rex wasn't a king in a traditional sense. There was no law or tradition where a child of the Gothic ruler would become the next rex. He had to be chosen by the tribal council, which, if we take the Gothic Bible as a relevant linguistic source, was probably called Gefrods. The council was made up of the Mastins and the Sistins, the magnates and the elders. And next to the rex, they were the most privileged people in the Gothic community. And while we're on the subject, the Gothic community had a very interesting name, Cuni, with the plural being Cunia. This term is interesting because it has linguistic relations to terms like kin and even king. So what was the role of the rex? In terms of the oldest known Gothic tribes, he was a local chieftain and a supreme judge. But as the Goths became more and more independent, he would take on a number of roles. We will look at the Visigothic kings of Toulouse as an example. When within Arian Christianity, for example, the rex was the head priest, which was more likely a carryover from the Gothic pagan tradition. Next, he was the commander-in-chief of the Gothic army and would always be in the front of the line of the battle. Moreover, he was also the highest legal authority in the Gothic state, establishing laws and passing sentences if and when needed. And finally, he conducted all the affairs that had to do with foreign policy. However, he didn't have complete power. The Council of Magnates and Elders was still very much in effect during the time of the Balthi dynasty. Each Cuni had its own shrine, its own priests, and more than likely its own specific cult. They also had their own small armies. Now, army was called haras in Gothic and numbered roughly 3,000 men. One subject of the haras is called a hansa, but we can't ascertain how large a single hansa might actually have been. Most of the upper classes lived in large estates. The rex, for example, lived in borg, a fort. This is also a term that probably relates to the word burg, which means city or dwelling. While the nobles, the frasia, lived in large fortified houses called guards. Interesting, while the bargs only housed the rex and his family, the guards would be the home to not just the family of a noble, but all of his servants. His estate would house slaves, which are called skalks, day laborers, which are called anens, and magnus, the title of unclear origin, and other types of servants. Different rex would have different nobles and servants pledge their loyalty to them, which led to the formation of clans, known as a sibia. Despite the Goths slowly becoming more stratified vertically, with kings, priests, and nobles at the top and slaves at the bottom, the horizontal stratification in forms of clans was still an important part of the society. Most of the Gothic people were freemen, not slaves, but not members of the nobility. They would live in a village, a ham, away from the rex and the nobles. We know quite a bit about the Gothic village from the story of St. Sabas, which was written down and spoken by some of his contemporaries. Namely, the village had its own assembly, which handled all the local decisions. However, they couldn't affect the council of the nobles, and more importantly, the nobles could very well nix any decision that the village assembly made. Now, it'd be nice to continue even further into this, but unfortunately, by the time you start being able to actually study the Goths in the position, they change significantly and absorb a lot of the Roman customs and other customs that come in. So this is going to be relatively short. Now, when we come back next time, we'll be looking at everyday life of the Goths, jobs, divisions of labor, housing, architecture, art, and written works. Now, the sources for this, The Germanic People, Their Origin, Expansion, and Culture by Owens, Attila the Hun by Worrell, The Burgundians by Charles River, The History of the Ostrogoths by Burns, and The History of the Vandals by Jacobson, as well as the history of the barbarians. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.